Right. Now we have one further matter.
This one's
we have some progress, I gather.
He's been identified.
By himself or by separately by the
by report of his fingerprints.
So he's still not admitting to who he is?
I'm not expecting to, Your Honour. I think it may be the case. It's a PPI, it's a minor one. If he's still not, if he's not going to enter a plea or really address the court or note or acknowledge the court, I'd perhaps at large, release at large, because he's not going to sign bail. He's told the court, he's told the watching stuff.
All right, but not, it's one you'd be okay to let him, you'd be happy to let him at large on?
Yes,
deal with his absence?
Considering circumstances, Your Honour, and needed to do this to keep him in, otherwise it's a minor stuff, so unless he wants to plead or, you know, well, we'll see. I haven't spoken to him, so. Does Your Honour have the bench charge sheet now with the
I think I've got a new one now with the name of Neville Maladdin Claric, K-L-A-R-I-C.
Yes, I haven't been provided that. I'm hoping you'll bring it up. So. Is that Claric with a K?
K-L-A-R-I-C.
And Neville, the usual spelling?
Neville, yes, I think it's Neville. Not, it doesn't say that on the front. It must be a misprint. And Maladdin, the middle name is M-L-A-D-E-N.
M-L-A-D-E-N.
Maladdin.
And sorry, Ronnie, is that a birth?
26-1-1960, apparently, which would be tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yes. And now, Sergeant Dick,
yes,
I now have a new bench charge sheet for a, in the name of Neville Maladdin Claric.
I understand that to be the, that is the person in the document.
Now, are you Neville Maladdin Claric?
What's your name?
That's not the question.
No, no, I need to know who you are.
Oh, well, are you Neville Maladdin Claric?
I am not. Under Section 514 of the Queensland Criminal Code Act for personage, are you aware that it is a crime for anyone to claim a name that doesn't belong to him? My name is Neville. That's all you need to know. What my other name is. And I'm not here to allow you to... I'm not here to allow you to force me to commit a crime and accept a name that doesn't belong to me.
All right.
So when the police arrested me...
Just stop talking, thank
when
you.
When the police arrested
now,
me,
just stop talking,
they got forced me to commit a crime to claim a name that didn't belong to them.
Sergeant, are you satisfied that this is Neville Maladdin Claric?
I am.
All right, and in the circumstances, would you be opposing bail or opposing Mr. Claric being released at large?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Your options today are these. You can, if you want to deal with the charge today, you can deal with the charge by way of a plea of guilty. If you don't wish to plead guilty to the charge, Mr. Claric, it's a charge that on the 24th of January 2016 at Coal Falls, you obstructed a police officer, being Glenn Robert Warren, in the performance of the officer's duties. Sergeant Dick, the prosecutor is not... opposing that you be released at large. It'll be a matter for you whether you wish to appear in court in answer to the charge.
There's no crime. You put me in a case. There's no court to select on. I know it's a silly Latin word, but where is the injured party? Who's bringing the charges?
Well, I'm going to do the adjournment for a period of 2 weeks, so that's for the 8th of February. You can choose to turn up in court if you want to on that day. If you don't, the matter can be dealt with in your absence. Okay? It's up to you, Mr. Claric. I'm not requiring you to sign bail. Happy to release you
from the charge. You've just tried to fasten a constructive trust against my conscience again by calling me Mr. I'm not a Mr. And you're now forcing me to violate that code. You're forcing me to violate... Queensland, Section 514 of the Queensland Criminal Code, 1899, to claim a name that does not belong to me. You just addressed me as Mr. I don't give you jurisdiction to do that.
Well, nevertheless, I still have jurisdiction, regardless of your choices in the matter, Mr. Claret. The matter is adjourned till the 8th of February. You can be released at large. As I said, if you fail to turn up in court on the next occasion, you can be dealt with in your absence. It's entirely up to you.
I'll be here with a deed of abjurance.
Well, you can do that
and you'll make the bill.
But I can tell you that the kind of nonsense that you're currently spouting, Mr. Claret, has been heard many, many times in this court and in any other court.
No, it hasn't. You've actually
it is
today.
Still
you've
nonsense yet, and
today
it
you've plundered my
state.
Who gave you authority to plunder my state that belongs to the Commonwealth of Australia?
Thank you.
There you go. They've heard it all.
I'm sure they did.